So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. People are crippled by bad memories because they keep replaying them in their mind. Yes, welcome. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast, and welcome to today's show where we are going to be talking about how you can take control and you can stop replaying them bad memories and then bad events and negative memories, whatever they may be, over and over and over in your mind, how you can push them away and you can think more positively. And I'm really, really excited about today's podcast because this is really diving into a little bit of NLP. And you know, as you know, I'm a self-confessed, hold my hands up in the air, an NLP geek, neuro-linguistic programming geek. So I absolutely love it. And this is a little bit of what we're going to be doing today. So it's very, very exciting. So before we dive into today's podcast, if you haven't already, hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the podcast. And make sure, this is really, really important, really, really important, because if you are getting bogged down by the stress, the anxiety, the uncertainty that COVID-19 is causing right now in the world, and I know here in the UK we've got into lockdown 2.0, then I'm putting on a workshop for you, and I'm inviting you to join me on a workshop on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of November, 1 hour on each day, where we are going to be helping you to keep a positive mindset during COVID-19. And you can get tickets at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/workshop. Now there is limited amount of tickets, and that's purely because I want one-to-one interaction with everybody on there so we can really get some incredible results. And you're going to be getting on there as well. Let me tell you, you're going to be getting an NLP accredited practitioner and an accredited life coach, and you're going to get to work with me for just £39.97. Now, if you're listening in America, you might want to get your calculator out and work that. I think it's around $40, something like that. But yes, you can get tickets at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/workshop. So let's dive then into today's podcast, because this is going to be a good one, because you're going to have, at the end of this, three ways that you can stop being crippled by bad memories. How you can manage them bad memories, them negative events that you keep replaying over and over. And this could be from a breakup. This could be from a decision that you made in the office, at work, in your business, whatever that may be, a failure that you may keep replaying that's really crippling you and holding you back. I'm going to help you to push that away so you can feel released and you can move forward in your life. Now, the quote that I said, first of all, at the start of the podcast, that you are crippled by bad memories because you keep replaying them in your mind, is a quote by a guy called John Grinder. Now, John Grinder, he is one of the founding members of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. And what he means by that is that you are crippled by bad memories because you keep replaying them in your mind. So if you are now struggling with, let's say, a breakup or a really kind of challenging event that's happened in your life, and that could be unfortunately someone passing away, that could be something that you, a mistake that you made or a failure that you had, that will cripple you, that will hold you back, because you are continually playing that over and over in your mind. When you remember anything, you are not remembering the actual event, you are remembering the last time that you remembered that in your mind. You cannot change what has happened to you in the past. We cannot change the past, but what you can do is you can change the feelings, the emotions, and the label that you attach to that bad memory. So by replaying it over and over in your mind, this a negative event, this bad memory, you're just continually applying that with energy, because where focus goes, energy flows. And if you're focused on replaying this memory over and over in your mind, the energy is going to flow there and you're going to feed it. You're going to give it more life, just like you do a tree. If you were to water a seed, the more energy, the more food, the more nutrients that you give that seed, it's going to grow and grow and grow into a big tree. And that's what's happening. When you replay these memories over and over in your mind, they are crippling you because they may feel that they're getting stronger and stronger. And I had a huge example of this. And I never actually realized it at the time when my ex-partner, two, three years ago, when we went through a really bad breakup, and I won't go into too much detail around it, but it was a really, really bad breakup. And what I kept doing is I kept replaying the memories over and over in my mind of what she had done to me. And all these negative things, and I used to replay them. I used to sit and spend hours and hours replaying them over and over in my mind. And I'd replay them over and think of different ways that I would be reacting to these events and thinking about the feelings, how she made me feel so angry and how she made me feel so sad. And do you know what? It tired me out. It depressed me and it really, really upset me because I was putting focus and putting energy on these negative emotions, this negative memory, and they grew and grew and grew. And I knew that I needed to stop thinking about them and making this memory stronger. I wanted to think about something else. I wanted to think about something that made me happier. But what I found was, as I'd go down a complete rabbit hole, I would spiral down as this memory would come into my mind, and I was so used to giving it energy because I was so used to focusing upon it. But what I needed to do was to interrupt that thinking pattern by catching it. So what I'll be doing shortly is I'll be going through three steps that you can do that's really going to help you to disempower that negative memory, them negative emotions and the negative thoughts, and really push them away. But at the time, what I used to do was I would catch myself thinking about them. I would be like, right, as long as I start catching myself, so I'm not spiraling too deep into this rabbit hole, then what I'll do is I'll recognize that. I used to have an elastic band around my wrist. So each time I would catch myself thinking negatively about and replaying these memories over and over in my mind. Now this could be in the first minute, this could be within 5 minutes, I would flick the elastic band and be like, right, okay, James, we're thinking about that memory. How is that serving you? What is the positive of this? And what do you want to think about instead? And that started, first of all, to really just change my thinking and interrupt that thinking pattern. And as I've said, that could be within the first 30 seconds, that could be within 5 minutes of me catching myself thinking about that. Now, with my NLP accreditation, I now understand how to push these memories away. So let me run through now the three steps that you can do that are going to help you disempower negative memories and negative emotions, and so you can think more positively and feel better about yourself, okay? So first of all, number one is to catch yourself thinking about them. So instead of allowing the memory to replay and replay and replay, and just you then ending that memory when you are wound up, you are angry, you are frustrated, you are sad, you are depressed, whatever that may be, to catch yourself, to actually be aware, okay, I'm thinking about this memory. Because then you're raising your awareness and you're just catching your thinking. You're catching your thinking and you're becoming aware of your thoughts. And then it's to ask yourself, the second step of how is this serving you? How is replaying this memory in your mind serving you? What are the positive benefits of this? Because more than likely, there's nothing positive about that. So when you start to question your thoughts, you will start to shake that, oh, okay, do I really want to be thinking about this? Now, for the third step, you may find it works better with your eyes shut. So if you are running, if you are walking, if you are driving at the moment, I would advise either pausing the podcast or listening to the podcast, the rest of the podcast, and then coming back to it later on, because this is really, really powerful what I'm going to do next. And I'll explain to you the reason why. So the third step is about pushing that event away in your mind and really manipulating the memory that you have. Because as I've mentioned, you cannot change what's happened, but you can actually change the feelings and emotions that are associated to that memory. So what I'd like you to do is When you shut your eyes, I'd like you to get the picture of what you see when you think of that memory that is kind of negative or something that you want to eradicate the feelings to. So think of that memory right now. Now, as you think of that, I want you to pay attention to what you see. What picture do you get in your mind's eye? That's right. Now, when you get that picture, what I'd like you to do, you may find is it's quite close to you. You know, you might be in that picture, or it may be in front of you quite close as it's kind of obstructing your view. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just to slowly push that away and start to push that image away so it gets further and further away from you. And as you're doing that, what I'd like you to do is I would like you to make it black and white. And if that picture is moving in terms of what's happening on inside the picture, I would like you to put it to a stop. And stop the movement inside the picture, but continue to move that picture back and back and back. And as it's moving back, I'd like you to put a frame around that picture. I'd like you to put a frame around that picture and give it a colour that you like. So as you put a frame to that picture, and as you're moving that picture away and away from you, that memory further and further away from you, I want you to continue to turn it black and white and turn the contrast and the brightness down in that image as you're pushing it further and further away, and keep pushing it further and further away, just so it's really, really small in your mind's eye, just so you cannot see it, and you're turning it darker and darker and darker, and as you're making it darker and darker and darker, you're pushing it away from you, so you can barely see that image now. And then when it's at a distance that you are happy with, I want you to lock it in. Like you lock a Tupperware, or you lock some, like the takeaway tubs, you know, you hear that click as you are locking it in. Now, I want you to notice what is different. What differences are you noticing now? Because what you've just done is you've pushed that image away from you, where before it may have felt close, you've pushed that image away from you, and you've locked that image in. And you can open your eyes now if you'd like, because what you've done is, let me give you an example of what you've just done. Is, let's say when you're watching a horror film, a horror movie. Now I'm one of these people at the age of 27 who sits there with my hands in front of my eyes. It'd be pretty hard if I sat there with my eyes in front of my hands, but anyway, I sit there with my hands in front of my eyes watching these horror films. Not a big fan. My partner always looks at me and goes, James, you're a 27-year-old guy. Come on. But when you're watching that, you know, you feel quite close to the action. You're immersed in that action. You're immersed in the horror film because the screen's close to you. It's loud. And you're close and you're in that moment. But let's say if when you're watching a horror film or something that scares you, what if instead of that film being in the room where you are, if you put that TV screen a kilometer away, a mile away from you. Now, how does that horror movie affect you now? Because it seems so far away, it reduces the fear, it reduces the anxiousness, it reduces the intensity of that emotion, because you've got the screen of the horror film where it may be only, what, 10 foot, 11 foot away from you, a few meters away from you, and you've now put it 100 meters away from you, 200 meters away from you, however far you want to put it away from you, you decrease the intensity of the emotion that is associated with that horror film. And that is what you've just done. That memory that you have got that you may have felt so close to, that negative memory, that bad memory, which you've got a load of it, that you had a load of emotions attached to, by moving it away from you, by moving that image that you have associated with that memory in your mind, by moving it away from you as far as you want to move it away from, what you are doing is you are decreasing the intensity of the emotions that come around when you try to think of that memory. Because now what you may find is when you try to think of that memory, that you can't actually bring that picture back, and you might not even want to bring that picture back. And that is a little bit, giving you an insight of the little bit of the work, a little teaser, dipping your toes in the water, of the work that I do around beliefs, around memories, around growing people's confidence. It's a real great exercise that I do with clients, which gets huge results. So let me run through those three steps again with you, and you may want to just listen back to that third step again. So number one is to, when you have these bad memories, when you have these events that you want to change and you want to really think more positively about and decrease the emotion, is to catch yourself thinking about them. Okay? Ask yourself, how is this serving me? And then it's to run through the exercise that we've done, the third step, to push that memory away. Close your eyes and push that memory away. And you can listen back to this podcast in terms of the steps to do that. And as I mentioned, that's just giving you a little bit of a taste. There's a lot more that we can do to really, really get rid of that memory. It's an incredible, powerful exercise and a powerful tool and technique to use. So thank you so much for listening. That's all I've got for you today. We've gone over the normal length, but that is the three steps on how you can really get unstuck and stop being crippled by bad memories. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I know that's really going to give you an interesting way, an interesting insight, and how you can use your mind. So thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It's been an amazing adventure with you. So thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode, and also seeing you get your ticket for the How to Keep a Positive Mindset During COVID-19 workshop, which is at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/workshop, with the link being in the description below. So I'm going to leave you how I always leave you. Remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.